Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 169 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And thank you for paying attention. I don't know how much attention I'm paying. Right now, I'm in the second of 4 weeks of cruises. I am somewhere between Cozumel and Fort Lauderdale on the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful day. I'm not going to lie to you. It's beautiful outside. Probably about 80 degrees, smooth seas, and I'm not going to sit up here and tell you I got problems. So, what I wanted to talk about this week is very interesting. Funny, actually, we pulled into port, and the country music cruise was at the same port as this being a jazz cruise, and looking at the country music cruise, which I'm sure is full of very nice people, but probably, and I'm going to say this, I'm not sure, I didn't do a survey, but I'm going to guess those are more Trump supporters on a country music cruise, whereas this, being a jazz cruise, more urban, more liberal, and more anti-Trump people. And it's a very interesting thing to me, because I'm not going to trash those people who support Trump in that sense, in the sense that they're on a country cruise, because their reality is in a lot of ways, I guess, their reality to them is my reality to me. Now, you know I hate talking about Donald Trump. I don't want to make this all about Donald Trump, but we have to, right? That's just where we are. So this week, Trump put Iran on notice, hung up on the Australian Prime Minister over refugees, may or may not think Frederick Douglass is still alive, and doesn't think that Frederick Douglass got the coverage that he should get. Probably thinks Frederick Douglass is somewhere in the fake news over at CNN. And he also said that we need to pray for Arnold and the apprentice, right? All ridiculous, typical Trump shit. The real stuff that happened this week, and it's also very interesting to me how, you know, that the things we should be worried about are covered up by the silly things. So for instance, the whole pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger and the apprentice part of his national prayer service speech, that's the nonsense we pick up on. But the real danger, he said in that speech that he wants to do away with the separation between church and state. That he wants to do away with the separation between church and state, and that he thinks churches should maintain their tax-free status, yet be allowed to contribute money politically, which so far has been wrong. Another thing that happened this week, Congress just did away with some EPA rules, so now coal mines can dump water into local streams. Now, here's the thing, and this is my tale of two countries, rural America and urban America. See, I'm speaking from urban America. That's where I've lived. I'm a city kid. I grew up in New York. I live in L.A. I've lived a few places around the country. I honestly need a million people around me to feel secure. I am a city guy. But if you're in rural America, if you're in small town America, now you may hear these things differently, okay? So I say that you know, you don't want coal mines to dump into local streams. But they say that the Trump supporters say that to regulate dumping in streams is anti-business, okay? I'm against the Muslim ban. You have the Trump people who say there is no Muslim ban, which is really kind of cowardice. Like, at least own it, you know? You said during the campaign that you wanted to ban Muslims from coming to the United States. He signs an executive order to ban Muslims from coming to the United States, and you're like, it's not a Muslim ban. Sure it is. But they say that it's protecting them, keeping them safe. They see hanging up on a foreign leader as being tough, and they think that their church should have a voice in politics and lawmaking, as long as it's a Christian church. Now, let's not get stupid. Okay, we don't believe that a mosque or a temple should have any political power, but good Christian church is okay. But these are their beliefs. I'm joking about it, but it's also, I get it. You know, to them, Black History Month is Lincoln. Lincoln freeing the slaves. And you know, it's always, you know, you had like Pence's talk or whatever, but there's always a white champion for black people, whether it be Lincoln or the fact that we had a white Congress when the Civil Rights Act was passed in the 60s. So that's their belief. I don't know how these two Americas will come together. I don't know if these two Americas will meet. I don't know if these two Americas can get anything done. I read a very interesting article in the Atlantic magazine about, is the Atlantic liberal urban shit? I don't know. But they talk about it. And what they said that's very interesting is the power. See, cities are liberal, okay? And cities, even in red states, you have blue cities. Like they use North Carolina, which is a great example, where you have cities like Raleigh and Charlotte, especially Asheville. Whoa, Asheville, that's where they keep all the gays in North Carolina, if you're wondering. They keep them in Asheville. I've been there. Very nice. Or Austin in Texas, or Atlanta in Georgia. So you have the blue city in the red state. And the blue city thinks that they run their city. They vote. But the truth is, the red state runs that city. North Carolina, a perfect example. When Raleigh passed an anti-discrimination law saying that you couldn't discriminate against the LGBT community, the state passed a law not only saying that Raleigh couldn't pass an anti-discrimination law, but that no other city in North Carolina could pass an anti-discrimination law. Basically, the state banned anti-discrimination, as crazy as that sounds. But that's how it works, because the state has more power than the city. It's the same thing in like Alabama and Arizona, and where they, you know, a city might want to ban a certain type of gun or a certain type of behavior, and the state says, no, you can't ban that. So the state supersedes it. Now we're obviously dealing with it with the sanctuary cities, right? That's going to be another issue. But right now, the states have more power than the cities. So the city may not agree with the state, but the state has more power. And it's a weird thing, you know? I don't know. And here's my point with the country music cruise. People get along, okay? It's not like, you know, people got off the jazz cruise cursing at people off the country cruise, or people on the country cruise cursing at people on the jazz cruise. No, everybody was on vacation. I do love the irony of Trump supporters vacationing in Mexico. Had I mentioned that? I love that. But anyway, they were all having a good time. They were going to the same bars and drinking in Cozumel and, you know, doing what people do on vacation. So people are people, but I don't know how this rift gets solved. I'm already tired of it. And one more thing, and just because Kellyanne Conway, holy shit, you know, her job, it's like her job is just, I don't know whether it's her job to make up stories or make up cover for the stories. So in dealing with the Muslim ban, you know, of course they're saying, well, Obama banned Muslims, which he didn't. But this is an interesting case of alternative facts. So maybe that'll just be the alternative minute, right? Do it every week in a podcast. The alternative minute. So Kellyanne Conway brought up the Bowling Green Massacre. Now that sounds good, right? You remember the Bowling Green Massacre? Yeah, you remember the Iraqis in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It was a massacre. Well, actually it wasn't. There was no Bowling Green Massacre. What happened was, there were two Iraqis in Bowling Green, Kentucky, who were arrested for sending money to Al-Qaeda and supporting terror organizations, and they may have committed terrorist acts in another country, but they never did anything in the United States. So she brings this up, and then a couple of days later, she says, oh, I misspoke. There wasn't a massacre, but it's too late, because now that you've said it, and it keeps people scared. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of jokes about it on Twitter. Where were you during the Bowling Green Massacre? Do you remember what happened during the Bowling Green Massacre? Blah, blah, blah. But it works. It's the alternative fact. And what happens is, to me, it's ridiculous, right? To a bunch of people on Twitter, it's funny. But to a bunch of people who support Donald Trump and who backed Donald Trump, this may have really happened, or they're saying his Muslim ban will keep it from happening. See, I read another article that was very interesting about the use of speech and the use of certain words and how these words promote fear in people and victimhood. And I know that the Republicans have always said that everyone else is playing a victim, right? White males saying that black people play the victim, or women play the victim, or Latino, or whoever plays the victim. But the truth is, they're the ones who claim to be scared. Why do they need their guns? We need our guns to protect ourselves. We need our guns to feel safe. Why do you need to ban Muslims? Because we need to feel safe. We need to. You're always worried about feeling safe. And what Trump does is he keeps you scared and offers you protection. It works. I don't know the solution. And more I ask myself, why do I care? I honestly don't know. I don't know why I care. I've said it before. I'll say it again. So far, I'm pretty insulated. It doesn't really affect me. Come on. I'm on a cruise ship in the Atlantic Ocean. The hell do I care? I do care because the United States is still my country. That's, I wish us the best. You know, I still think we can do better. I do care, but I don't know the solution. I'll tell you what isn't the solution. Please, do me a favor. If you meet a comic, if you go to a comedy show, if you talk to anyone who works in comedy, don't tell them they have 4 years of good material. Don't tell us we have 4 more years of good material. Please, I'm begging you. I'm literally begging you not to say that we have 4 years of material. I just read an article about the creators of South Park saying that they can't do any more Trump stuff, that they, during the election, during the process, it was funny. Now, satire has become reality. You cannot out-Trump Trump. And we, as comedians, are tired. We don't want to write Trump jokes every day. I said it here on the ship. To do Trump jokes every day is to be a band playing the exact same song over and over. Now, I don't care what band you like. I don't care whether you like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or you know, Beyonce or any. I don't care what music you like. To have one singer sing one song over and over and over, we'll get a little tired, a little tiring. And that's the way we are about doing Trump jokes. We don't have 4 years of good material. We have 4 years of the same thing. So far, it has been exactly as scripted. It's Donald Trump will say something ridiculous, something outlandish. The news will report it. Twitter will tweet about it. And then he'll top it tomorrow. We don't want to do that for the next 4 years. Please, give a comic a break. I'm done. I got no more to say about that. I could go on and on. I could read you the articles I've read. For what? You understand what I'm saying. You're living in America. You get it. We live in two countries, and somehow we're going to have to somehow find a balance. We've gone from the Barack Obama administration to the Donald Trump administration. Probably couldn't find a farther swing between the two. We went from the George Bush administration to the Barack Obama administration. Again, a huge swing. To the Democrats and liberals, you better step up in the midterm elections and try to get Congress back, try to get the Senate back, or you're not going to get anything done. We're looking at Supreme Court that's about to go conservative. You know it as well as I do. No matter which of his picks gets in, it's going to be a super conservative Supreme Court. So you got to get involved on that level. And by get involved, I mean fucking vote. I don't mean march. I don't mean just vote in a midterm election. Democrats, show a little leadership. Show a plan. Sorry. I said, why do I care? And I spoke for 10 more minutes. Forgive me for that. Just don't tell us we have 4 more years of good material. That's my ask. Football. Super Bowl is Sunday. It's not that I like the Falcons. I hate the Patriots. I just don't like the Patriots, so I'm pulling for the Falcons. I'm also pulling for it being a good game. Who knows? We'll see. Where will I be? On a ship, leaving on another cruise. This 1 month at sea, I swear, I'm going to be a pirate in 2 more weeks. I'm going to be a pirate. I'm glad to not be home, not watching the Clippers lose. The Clippers have a new hobby. Every week, they're just going to get blown out by Golden State. You know I'm a sports fan. I got to mention it. It's painful to watch. That's it, people. That's all I got. There's other things going on. My internet varies between dial-up speed and none at all. So I'm doing the best I can to pay attention. I'm not exactly complaining that I don't have to watch the Trump news every day. Give yourself a break. Take a day without Trump. Just don't talk about it for a day. And I know it's not easy. But maybe you could just take a day and breathe. God bless. And by God bless, I mean the God for everybody. Oops, almost did it again, didn't I? I'm sorry. I keep slipping. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to my podcast. It's a short one, but maybe you have a solution. Maybe you can do something to unite our two countries. Maybe there is some person out there that will find a way to do it. And I'm hoping our country survives long enough to be united. No, I'm not exaggerating. Not anymore. I love you. Thanks for listening. Keep laughing. Find something funny. And that's it. Alonzo, signing out.